Four times Angela Merkel led her party into a general election, four times she won that election, and using a leadership style based firmly in the political centre. When the Berlin Wall fell, Chancellor Helmut Kohl brought her into government, where she thrived. And when a scandal engulfed him, she engineered his departure with a ruthlessness which saw her first become party leader and then Chancellor in 2005.
She was underestimated by her rivals. The rivals talked about the way and the means they would come to power, but Merkel followed the logic of party politics. Get power, keep power, and get your opponents and rivals away.
The ensuing EU debt crisis propelled her onto the international stage, where her star rose as she helped broker bailouts for Europe's ailing economies and cemented her position as a German leader the world's presidents and prime ministers wanted to be seen with. But it was her handling of another crisis which would shake people's faith in her. When refugees from Syria's civil war began arriving on Europe's doorstep, she opened Germany's borders. More than a million came. Increasing numbers of senior colleagues in her own party openly disagreed with her policy. Her poll ratings suffered and the far-right populist anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany party thrived. Many wondered if Merkel was becoming a lame duck. But then came the coronavirus. And as infection and mortality rates rose across Europe, so did Merkel's resolve.
Europe's economy is badly shaken. Fundamental human rights have had to be temporarily massively restricted to an extent unprecedented for our democracies. These are decisions that are among the most difficult in my term as chancellor.
Her pragmatism this time meant agreeing vast grants to ailing European economies.
She was brilliant in managing through all the crises, but again, not in a very visionary way. There's hardly a project I could link to Angela Merkel saying, okay, this is where she actually implemented whatever topic we're discussing, actually a great idea. So it's much more that she managed to get through all these crises.
But COVID was the crisis she couldn't manage her way through alone. In her last days as Chancellor, the numbers of daily cases hit record highs. Now she had to give way to the incoming government leaders who vetoed her proposed lockdown. And as the new parliament deliberates, she is just a spectator, looking on as the man who replaces her does so, having styled himself as a male Merkel. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.